Abuse by men is being taken more seriously too. Mr. Weinstein allegedly committed dozens of sexual assaults, including rape. The contrast between his brutality and his impunity shook the world out of its complacency. This week, Bill Cosby, once America's highest-paid actor, was jailed for being a sexually violent predator. But women in colleges and workplaces all over America are harmed by abuse that falls short of rape. Thanks to Me Too, this is more likely to be punished. Most defences of Mr. Kavanaugh have focused on his presumed innocence. 30 years ago, they would have insisted that the drunken fumblings of a 17-year-old are a fuss about nothing. These shifts reflect a broad social change. Before the elections of 2016, 920 women sought the advice of Emily's List, which promotes the candidacy of pro-choice Democratic women. Since Donald Trump was elected president, it has been contacted by 42,000. Outside politics, companies are keen for their staff and their customers to think that they buy into Me Too. One worry is that there may be a gap between corporate rhetoric and reality. Another is uncertainty about what counts as proof. That is largely because evidence of an instance of abuse often consists of something that happened behind a closed door, sometimes long ago. Striking a balance between accuser and accused is hard. Ms. Blasey Ford has the right to be heard, yet so does Mr. Kavanaugh. Mr. Kavanaugh's reputation is at stake, but so is the Supreme Court's. In weighing these competing claims, the burden of proof must be reasonable. Mr. Kavanaugh is not facing a trial that could cost him his liberty, but interviewing for a job. The standard of proof should be correspondingly lower. Neither the court nor natural justice is served by haste. Also, a problem is the grey zone inhabited by men who have not been convicted in court but are judged guilty by parts of society. Just now, every case is freighted with precedent-setting significance, perhaps because attitudes are in flux. This month, Ian Buruma was forced out as editor of the New York Review of Books after publishing an essay by an alleged abuser which failed to acknowledge the harm he had done. Mr. Buruma did not deserve to go, and, were values more settled, his critics might have been content with an angry letter to the editor. Me Too needs a path towards atonement or absolution.